This evening, we officially have October baseball. Welcome, everyone, to this preview of Game 1 and the Yankees ALDS series with the Tampa Bay Rays. Nick and Scott here because baseball hater Joe does not talk about baseball.
I don't think he's a hater. I just don't think he has the patience to understand it, that's all.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see that.
I can't completely call Joe a baseball hater only because he was at opening day 2 years ago. And we went to the opening series against the Orioles. That was 2 years ago or last year? I forget. I can't call him a baseball hater, but he just doesn't show the passion that we do for it.
Hasn't gotten into it yet.
No. Maybe eventually.
I feel like baseball is a sport where you have to get into it at a young age, and if you're not into it at a young age, then you most likely will not get into it.
That very well could be.
Especially with a guy who's like so into hockey like Joe is.
Yeah.
It's like a completely different, like, two ends of the spectrum there between baseball and hockey.
Yeah. I mean, but we get excited about this. I mean, the Yankees in the playoffs, since we've been rooting for this team, they've been consistently in the playoffs and consistently good, which is, you know, what we can't say about our other teams, maybe. I mean, your Brooklyn Nets look like they're on the high. You know, my other teams, you know, the Devils, hopefully we'll see what happens.
Well, after Kyrie's comments last week about not having a head coach, let's see how that works out.
Interesting. That's stuff we could talk about tomorrow, because our full episode will come out on Wednesday. We'll record tomorrow, so stay tuned for that, of course. But Scott and I are here now to talk about Game 1 of the American League Division Series between the Yankees and Tampa Bay Rays, as well as this, really this whole series in general. But I want to look at Game 1, because Game 1 is tonight. Really the tone setter for this series. Both aces going at it. Gerrit Cole for the Yankees, Blake Snell for the Tampa Bay Rays. As a Yankee fan, if you just enjoy baseball in general, this is the series you most likely wanted in the American League between these two bitter rivals at this point. If you're a Yankee fan, you're nervous. I don't care. You know, the most confident Yankee fan in the world could say that they're not nervous. They're lying to you, because this Rays team beat the Yankees 8 out of 10 times in the regular season. Now, did you hear your boy Luke Voigt's comments on FAN, or when he was interviewed post-game or something, or when they were getting ready for this series, that, you know, they're healthier now, basically saying that the regular season really doesn't matter?
Well, Aaron Judge did say something. Yeah, he did say something yesterday, too, of the regular season is like spring training and the postseason is like the regular season, so let's hope they were kind of dogging it against the Rays in the regular season, knowing that they'll probably make the playoffs no matter what with this expanded format, and we'll turn up the heat here in the playoffs, because now I want to hear, with no crowd in the stands, I want to hear the Yankees bullpen chirping after everything, and not the Yankees dugout.
There's gonna be chirping all day.
Oh, you know,
there's
gonna be a lot. I hope we can hear it on TV too, but I hope it's coming from the Yankees, because. Yeah. If only CeCe was in the dugout. I'm pretty sure CeCe on R2C2 one week said that if he was in the dugout right now, he would have gotten thrown out almost every game because of the stuff he says.
I mean, I can't doubt that.
Did you also see, speaking of CeCe for a second, did you see what he said about Carlos Correa?
I heard the like little snippet of it on FAN this morning, but I called him a little bitch or something like that.
Yeah.
That. I don't know.
Dropped a couple F-bombs.
I mean, he's not wrong. Let's be honest. He's not wrong.
Yeah, he pretty much called him a clown, so.
We've been hearing that term a lot lately, not just in sports, but, I mean, even the, you know, on this podcast, you know, in the presidential debate, you know, a little bit.
Great.
Circus. But anyway, this, like I was saying before, this is, if you're a true baseball fan, this is a real series that you really wanted, looking closely at the American League East. Yankees, Rays, I mean, we look at these two starting pitchers to start, Scott. Gerrit Cole, the $300 million man the Yankees brought here. This is why Gerrit Cole was brought here to the Yankees, to win in the postseason and be in big games like this, big game ones and division series, championship series, World Series, and get the win tonight. So that being said, of course it's game one of a five-game series. But if the Yankees go down 1-0 tonight to the Rays, are they in big trouble? I feel that's serious trouble if they can't win with Cole on the mound tonight. Tonight's their opportunity to take the stand and really take the momentum to start.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. I mean, I'm pretty sure we said it last week too. The difference, you know, between a 3 and a 5 game series is massive, even if it's only one more game you have to win. But Gerrit Cole has paid $300+ million to come here and win big playoff games. So if he doesn't go out tonight and put on a big performance, which, you know, I do expect him to do based on what we saw last week. I mean, the Rays lineup has, as much as we hate the Rays, you have to give them credit for what they, you know, do with what they have. I mean, Kevin Cash, even though he freaking says some dumb things and does some dumb things, have to give him credit for how good of a manager he is, because the Rays have like a quarter of the Yankees' payroll. I'm pretty sure it's like 40 or something million dollars their entire payroll is. But they're the number one team in the American League. Like, you have to give them credit. And, you know, they may not have the big names that the Indians have, like a Lindor, a Jose Ramirez, or a Carlos Santana, guys like that. They just have a bunch of, like, role players that, you know, don't care what they're getting paid, or young guys that are hungry coming up. And this is, like, a whole different challenge than what the Indians was. But, you know, I expect Gerrit Cole to come in here pitching to Kyle Higashioka to give a good performance just based on his track record the past five starts. I'm pretty sure he still has an ERA maybe around like 1.25 over those last three starts. But yeah, this game is huge tonight, especially with the shady comments of who's going to start tomorrow.
I don't think it's been confirmed yet for game two or game three, which is kind of a thing I wanted to actually bring up. So what does that really say about Masahiro Tanaka, considering he didn't pitch great in game two against the Indians?
Well, if you look in over his career, John Boy also brought up something associated to this too, of he could see Happ pitching game two and Tanaka pitching game three, which was what I'll get to in my point. But if you look at Masahiro Tanaka's career, especially in the postseason, he thrives under extra rest. So if he pitched game two, he'd be under normal rest. He pitched, what, Wednesday? So it'd be Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday would be 5 days. And then the sixth day would be Tuesday. So he'd be pitching on more rest than what he's normal to. This is a thing known about Masahiro Tanaka, is he does not pitch well on short rest. He pitches usually very well on long rest or an extra rest. So I can see, depending on how the bullpen, you know, fares tonight, like, I think the Yankees are kind of expecting the bullpen to not be used too much tonight, because
Boone's probably expecting Cole to go 7+.
Yeah, and Boone also said that the game two starter will speak to the media before the game tonight. So we'll find out tonight who's pitching tomorrow. But I think I understand if you think you're not going to use the bullpen tonight very much, pitch like a Happ tomorrow, who, you know, give you 4 or 5 innings, then you can go with, you know, the Chad Green, Britton, Chapman, maybe throw an Ottavino in there, depending on if Aaron Boone likes him again or not. And then go with Tanaka in game three on a long rest where game three, you know, if it's 1-1, getting that 2-1 lead will be huge. I think the game three is more important than game two, because either you're fighting off elimination or you're pitching to win the series, or you're pitching to gain an advantage in a 1-1 series.
But here's my thing too. Like, I think the starter for game two should heavily rely on the results of this game tonight. So like, if Boone is planning to announce the starter for game two before the game even starts, I don't know if I love that. Because let's just say Cole gets shelled. Let's say G-Man Choi friggin' shells him tonight. Hopefully not, but let's just say that he does. And they got to use the bullpen. And then you're down one game to none. You're really going to put Jay Happ out there, who's been, I mean, the last three, four starts of the regular season, he was phenomenal. But you're really going to rely on him to not go down 0-2 and face getting swept, and then put Tanaka on the mound for game three? I don't know if I love that, depending on what happens in game one tonight. I mean, the best case scenario, Cole pitches great, the bullpen rarely has to be used, and then, okay, you go up 1-0, and you put Happ out there. But I think it really all depends on what happens tonight, if you ask me. I mean,
yeah, I just think it's, you know, hard to put that on a starter. You don't know who's starting tomorrow, and you tell them at, you know, 11 o'clock at night after the first game's over. I don't think you can really, you know, do that, because the starter tomorrow – probably will leave the game early tonight so they can, like, you know, go to bed, get ready for tomorrow, get a good night's rest or whatever. Pretty sure that's, like, normal protocol or whatever in the major leagues. But I think that's too short of a notice to put on a starting pitcher in a very important playoff game the day before. If you do it after the game.
Yeah, I don't... It's a difficult decision to make because, again, the like, God forbid, like, Cole gets shelled tonight and the bullpen has to be used a lot. I mean, they could be in trouble. I mean, they could be in trouble with whatever decision they make. I think it should be Tanaka going tomorrow. I understand the long rest thing plays a historical factor in it, but I mean, when it comes down to it, you got to put your best pitchers out there.
I mean, I agree, and the fact that these games are coming 5 straight days. Like in the playoffs now, the fact that there's no off days built in is a very big factor for bullpens, especially the Yankees, who normally have a very shutdown bullpen, are kind of, you know, not doing too hot right now with those arms out there. So
I guess you could kind of see that point in maybe playing Hap tomorrow and having to use the bullpen, because now the 28-man roster came out not too long ago. And guys like Michael King are on it, Nick Nelson are on it. Adding 2 more arms right there maybe could tell you, okay, you put in a Michael King maybe late for Hap in game 2. Nick Nelson will get some innings. So maybe it is Hap tomorrow in game 2. And, you know, just by adding those 2 arms there in the rotation.
Yeah, and I think something to look at, too, is Eric Kratz not on the roster. I think I kind of expected him not to be on it, but if you're going to pitch a Davey Garcia, who's very comfortable with Kratz behind the plate, I mean, I think they're going to start him in one of these games because, you know, I would also almost consider starting him tomorrow just because, just think, if we have to go to a game 4, do you really want Davey Garcia starting a game 4 in a playoff series who's never started a playoff game in his life? I mean,
no.
Hap was brought in here 3 years ago or 2 years ago, knowing that he was a pretty good playoff performer. And granted, he's not the same pitcher as he was when he was originally traded here from the Blue Jays. But at least that's a veteran guy who has a lot of playoff experience pitching in the playoffs. I mean, he pitched against the Yankees in the 2009 World Series with the Phillies out of the bullpen. So he has experience pitching out of there or in those situations. I would almost think of starting a Davey Garcia tomorrow instead of a Hap, because it's just a lot like less, you know, it's there's still pressure obviously, but it's, you know, less high intensity, less pressure, because this isn't a game that could either win you or lose you the series.
I don't know. I just think tonight really sets the tone and really where the Yankees go forward with this rotation. And if it ends up, you know, That's what will be talked about. If the Yankees end up winning or losing this series, but especially more if they lose, if you put a Hap out there in game 2 instead of Tanaka or Davey Garcia, Boone's going to be questioned about that if the Yankees go down 2-0. I mean, not saying that's going to happen, you know, but if the Yankees end up losing this series, that will definitely be questioned going into the offseason.
Yeah, and trying to look up, just to go back to tonight's game, I'm trying to find Blake Snell's stats versus the Yankees, because just, you know, you think about it, left-handed pitcher, the Yankees are very right-handed, which we talked about in the Indian series. You look at Aaron Hicks, he has very good numbers against Aaron Hicks. Aaron Hicks is only 4-for-22 against Snell. Gardner 6-for-21, Gary 6-for-20. Judge is 1-for-16 against Snell. LeMahieu is 6-for-14. Urshela is 2-for-14. Kleber's 2-for-13. Giancarlo's 2-for-11. So it's hard because this is a guy, Luke Voit's 1-for-9. So, you know, looking at these numbers, and I'm getting them through from RotoWire, but it's kind of scary. I mean, you think a full right, very majority right-handed lineup would be able to hit left-handed pitching. Well, it doesn't really seem like the case. And Blake Snell is a very good, you know, pitcher, but it's going to be important again to get off to a hot start. I mean, I'm not saying Aaron Judge hitting a two-run home run in the first inning again, but I think they got to put some runs on the board in, within the first three innings tonight.
If this makes you feel any better, Blake Snell's last start against the Yankees in the regular season, August 18th at the stadium. Five innings, four hits, three runs, three strikeouts. I mean, if the Yankees can do that and get Snell out of, you know, get him out before this sixth or seventh inning and not let him prolong his start, I mean, but there's no doubt about it. The Tampa Bay bullpen is pretty good, too. I mean, probably one of the better bullpens in baseball to this point. But if you can get Blake Snell out of that game as quick as you can, that is the ideal situation when it comes down to it. But, I mean, and then the same thing goes for the Rays against Cole. I mean, if they want to really shell-shock the Yankees, they put G-Man Choi out there every other at-bat, it seems like. And they get runs off of Cole tonight. But now we talk about the lineup, so specifically the Yankees lineup. What do you think about, does Clint Frazier have to play in this series in your mind?
I don't know. It's tough because he's never played in a playoff series before. His one at-bat in the Indian series was horrible. But that was also, you know, coming in, you know, cold in a pinch hit scenario in a very big spot. Took three pitches and sat his behind back down in the dugout. But Brett Gardner's looked, you know, decent so far in these first two games, especially in game one where, you know, he had that offensive explosion. I don't know. It's tough. I mean, I could see him maybe playing tonight against a lefty in Snell, putting Frazier in there, but I don't know if I see Aaron Boone trusting Clint Frazier over Brett Gardner right now, just because, you know, if Clint was still hitting like he was in the beginning of the season, we talked about this last series too, I think it's a no-brainer to start him. But Gardner, again, has been the hot guy in the past couple weeks, and Clint has kind of seen a decline in his batting average and his offensive production.
It's funny how you really turn it around, not have a great regular season, and then once the playoffs hit, Gardner's now the guy. It's really funny how playoff baseball ends up working. So game one tonight, 8:07. Do you think that playing in San Diego, neutral site, no fans, really makes that much of a difference?
It's not the Trop, so yes. The fact that we don't have to play three games in the Trop and it's just going to be all in one place is freaking fantastic. Yeah. Because even though I'd kind of expect us to be able to win two at the stadium, I don't know if we'd win one game in the Trop, to be honest with you. Mm. I feel like every time in the past couple of years I've seen the Yankees play in the Trop, they just don't win.
Yeah.
It's horrible to watch. It's horrible to play in. It's just a horrible place. I don't want to see anyone play in the Trop ever again.
It's rough.
And apparently the Rays fans don't either, because they can't even sell out a playoff series when it's at home.
Which is crazy to think that now this team, I think they'd be pretty close, considering this team just won the American League East.
I'm pretty sure last year when they were in the playoffs, or the last time they were in the playoffs, they still had to block off some seating because they couldn't sell it.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
And granted, I'm pretty sure it's in a really bad spot. Like, I went to college with two people from Tampa who are Rays fans, and they said it's really a bitch to get to the Trop because you have to cross some bridge that's like full of traffic. There's only one way to get there or something like that. It's not even in Tampa. It's in like St. Petersburg. So they pretty much did a horrible job locating it. They did a horrible job building it, and they have to do a horrible job lighting it. So
here's a little,
you can't tell, I hate the Trop.
I know. We all know. It's a dump. I mean,
it is a dump.
I mean, you're not wrong.
It is a dump. There's a reason why they were talking about, oh, should we move the race to Montreal?
That sounds something that I don't want to be a part of.
Maybe do. No more Trop.
Maybe. Here's a little fact for you about the Yankee Garrett Cole's kryptonite, G-Man Choi. Including the playoffs, G-Man Choi is 9-for-17 with 3 doubles, 3 homers, and 8 RBIs in his career against Garrett Cole.
Good.
6 extra base hits, 8 RBIs, and a 1.235 slugging percentage are all the best by any hitter against Cole.
So, he used to be on the Yankees, right?
G-Man Choi?
I'm pretty sure he was. So. I think he was.
You might have to look that up. I don't know.
I'm looking it up. I'm pretty sure he played first base in the year. Yeah, G-Man Choi, Yankees. Hold on a second.
I totally missed that.
He previously played for the Los Angeles Angels in 2016, the New York Yankees in 2017.
Totally missed that.
He,
well, 2017 yeah, that was also the 2017 year, we was didn't a year make the they playoffs. Didn't make the playoffs. So. There's a reason I want to remember that.
Yeah, you know another name that they said on the broadcast the other night about Gerrit Cole's performance? Hiroki Kuroda.
Wow, that's a name I haven't heard in a long
time. He's the last Yankees pitcher to have a double-digit strikeout game in the playoffs before Gerrit Cole the other night.
That's a name I haven't heard. I actually liked him. He was pretty good.
Was he? He was on the 2009 team, was he?
Oh, no.
He was way at
2011, 2012-ish until probably about like 2015, 16, I guess.
I have to look this up.
I guess. It's totally guesstimating there.
The Yankees from 2012 to 2014.
All right.
He was good, too.
He was only there for 2 years?
Three. 2012, 2013, 2014. He was actually good, too.
He was.
3.33 ERA in 2012, 3.31 in 2013, 3.71 in 2014.
But then here's a reverse Gerrit Cole stat for you. He has 7 wins in his 11 career postseason appearances. He'll try and join Orlando Hernandez, who had 9 wins, as the only pitcher in Major League Baseball history to earn at least 8 wins in their first 12 career postseason appearances. So that'll be fun. I don't know. I'm looking for a blood sport of a series.
Here we go. Yes Network. Gerrit Cole faced the Rays twice during the 2019 ALDS, games 2 and 5, combining to go 2-0 with an 0.57 ERA, 15 and two-thirds innings pitched, 1 earned run, and 25 strikeouts.
That's stuff you want to hear. That's stuff that'll make you feel good about this game. But, again, this series goes way beyond game 1. I think there's a – I'd say more than a 50% chance that this series goes all the way to 5 games.
Oh dear!
How many heart palpitations we're gonna have in
a lot
in the course of a week as this series goes on? Ugh, I can't even handle that. But what do we need to see in this series that we didn't really see in the 2 games against the Indians? Do you think
bullpen stability?
Yeah, I'd agree with that, and I understand like Stanton, Judge. But still, like, the big hitters, Judge hit the home run in game 1, the 2-run home run game 1 to put them ahead. But
that's the only hit he had, though, I'm pretty sure, in the whole series.
That's it. I think if the Yankees want to take this series to 5 games and have a chance at winning it, Judge has to show up. And I love Judge. I do. He's my favorite player on the Yankees. I love him. But they can't keep relying that Gio Urshela is going to have the game of his life every other game. Yeah. I mean, and I would love to see that, but Judge has to show up now against big-time starting pitching.
Yeah, and as much as I love him, Luke Voit can't be the guy that's producing, game in and game out for this team. There's a reason why, Judge may get paid a crap ton of money, which I have, some hesitancy about. There's a reason why Giancarlo Stanton, even though we didn't give him the contract, gets paid as much as he does. Gary has to continue what he, sort of had going in game 2, but it won't be tonight because if Gary Sanchez is in the lineup tonight, Aaron Boone has officially, lost some screws in the old head.
The old Nahuggin.
Yeah, maybe I don't expect much from the plate from Kyle Higashioka, but if Chapman's in the game closing it out in the 9th in like a 3-2 game, I'm going to be a heck of a lot more confident with Higashioka behind the plate.
Yeah. Gary defensively is just not there.
Terrifying.
It's not there. And I don't think it'll ever get better. People still think, Gary Sanchez can improve on his defense. He can't. I think this is just who he is. I don't think it's getting better. And it could get worse.
And sometime, in the past, you would be able to, maybe he gives up a run here, but there's a high chance that he's going to be able to make up for that run somewhere along the game in the lineup. He ain't doing that this year.
No. Like we said when we talked about Game 2 against the Indians, the baseball gods came to his rescue and put that ball in the right field seats.
Yeah. If Romine was still here, he'd be the starting catcher.
To start the playoffs. Yeah.
I think he would have even started in the regular season when Gary was hitting freaking 105.
I kind of think that too, but then part of me also thinks that Boone was just putting him out there because typical ball players say, the more I play, the better I'll get, and the more confidence I'll have, but that seems
really,
to
that's
go,
work.
Yeah, that seems to go a long way. So this game tonight, 8:07, TBS, Petco Park in San Diego. Yankees are -143 with Cole on the mound. I know I'm a big Yankee fan here, but I hate that I'm tempted to take the Rays. I hate that I'm tempted to that.
I don't think you'd be as tempted if they didn't lose 8 of 10 in the regular season. I mean, I know we've said that, you know, who knows how much stock you can put in that because, as Judge said, the regular season is kind of like spring training and the real regular season's in the postseason. But it's still, you know, kind of something to be a little wary of, the fact that this team literally dominated the Yankees. And I don't know. It could get chippy. I don't know if it'll happen tonight because I don't think Cole's that kind of guy that's going to hit someone. But if the Rays start it, you know, I can maybe see that. I could see Snell kind of being that kind of guy. I've never, you know, been a Blake Snell guy. He always kind of seems like a, I don't know,
seems like
a little sketchy to me.
He looks that way a little bit. I don't know. Yeah. Something about him.
Yeah. I don't know. But I guess we'll see. This is going to be a fun series. Hopefully the Yankees come out on top because I think if they win this series, knock on wood, there's a good chance they go to the World Series. Because this is going to be the biggest hurdle of, you know, the other two teams. Who won the White Sox A's series?
No, the A's.
The A's did? Mm-hmm. They're a good team. I mean, that's going to be another fun series. Wow. There's some, like, bad blood between the four teams left in this AL, in these ALDS games.
Yeah.
Could you imagine if the Astros win and then it's Yankees Astros again in the ALCS?
It would be fitting.
If they freaking beat us. Holy crap! Oof. I'd freaking.
I don't think I can handle that. I don't think we can even look. I don't even think we can look past the Tampa Bay Rays right now. We can't go there.
I'm starting to get giddy though.
I mean,
I'm also getting giddy about Trevor Lawrence, but that's also far away.
Oh dear, that's. Yeah. I plead the fifth for right now.
I'm sorry, Sam. I love you, but Trevor Lawrence is my dude.
I'll plead the fifth for at least another day, I guess.
Trevor Lawrence is my computer background for a while.
Tough decision is going to be made next.
The flowing gold locks coming out of the Jets' green helmets with the black jerseys. Oh, you can already see it. 16, Lawrence running at the Bills, waving at Josh Allen on the way by. Super Bowl!
I'm just going to leave it there.
It just took a while. It was very hard left turn.
I'm going to leave it there. All right. Series prediction.
I think this is not going to be a sweep.
No.
One team is going to drop a game in this series. I don't know which way it's going to go. I'm going to go with the Yankees 3-1.
So Yankees in 4, huh? I'll go Yankees in 5.
I can see that too.
I think the Yankees stress us out every single game in this series. I think every single game in this series is going to be hard fought, down to the wire, not good for our health. Because, you know, you saw what that Indian series did to us. Oh. That was stressful in one aspect. But I think the Yankees can get it done. I'm not just saying that because Yankee fan here, but I think the Yankees have a real shot. The playoffs are a different animal, like we've said. The Yankees are built for these kind of moments. And the Rays don't have a bunch of playoff experience as the Yankees do in the past 10 years. Yeah, you know, how much that really means in this series, I don't know. But I'm going to go with the Yankees in 5. I think there's at least one or two extra inning games in here, which, yikes. Late nights. Oh, let's hope we don't get that tonight, because I think this is game 1 and game 2 are both 8:07 and 8:10 starts.
Oh, I thought they were I thought it was 7 o'clock. No, right? Dang it.
No, that's game 3, 4, and 5, if necessary, of course.
Is it all on TBS?
Tonight's game is on TBS. Tomorrow is TBS. Game 3 is TBS. Yeah, I guess. Yeah. This whole series is on TBS.
Maybe ESPN doesn't have any rights for games past the wild card series.
I think the World Series is on Fox this year.
I think it always is.
Yeah, probably. I think it always is. But
hopefully we'll be tuned in. I can tell you for a fact that when the Yankees are not in the World Series, I don't watch it. Like last year. What was it? Dodgers and Astros?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't watch.
No, it was Dodgers Nationals last year.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I watched game.
Wait, Dodgers National. It was Astros Nationals. Dodgers and Nationals are in the National League. Good job, Joe.
Killing it. Killing it.
I honestly, I don't think I watched a single pitch until like the last inning when the Nationals were about to like clinch it.
I mean, that
you can call me whatever kind of fan you want, a fair weather fan or whatever. I don't freaking care. Baseball's not a sport that I can just watch any freaking game.
It's not like football. It's not like
I did watch Trevor Bauer pitch on Tuesday though, or Wednesday.
Trevor Bauer's your boy. That might end up going to Boston.
I'll kill.
Ugh. That's nightmare scenario right there.
There's no way that happens.
I don't know. He's got that Boston type attitude.
I would hate that. Oh,
nightmare.
Oh no.
Chris Sale, Trevor Bauer. Eesh, yikes. I would not like that.
I don't know.
Would not like that. But there would be premium pitching in the American League East if that were to happen. Cole Tanaka if he comes back, and then Bauer.
I don't see it. I don't see a way that Tanaka does not come back.
We'll see. I don't know. We have to see. Personally, got to see how the playoffs go about. We'll see. I like Tanaka, believe me. I would want to bring him back, but I think it's going to depend a lot on what happens in this series and the playoffs going forward with Tanaka. But anything else before we go?
I don't think so. I mean, I figured out the TV schedule. Good. FS1 has the National League and TBS has the American League. So
makes sense. All right. So that'll be it for us. That was our little preview of Game 1 and the entire series, the American League Division Series between our beloved New York Yankees and those hated Tampa Bay Rays. We will definitely be tuning in to every single one of these games. Maybe some. I think we're going to do post-game reactions.
Do we want to do one after tonight's game, or are we just going to include it in the episode tomorrow?
We'll include the Game 1 recap tomorrow in the regular scheduled episode. And then from there on out, we will recap afterwards of games 2, 3, 4, and 5. 4 and 5.
Yeah, hopefully the games don't end at 1:30 in the morning. Because we had full intentions of recording one after game 2, but the Yankees decided to play until 1:15, so that didn't happen.
So that had to sit back and wait for a little bit. But that'll do it for us. Enjoy the Yankees taking on the Rays in Game 1, Snell against Cole. I know we'll be on the edge of our seats. And, of course, if you don't already, follow us on social media at TSSBpod, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. And, of course, if you go to our Instagram and our Twitter and our Facebook, you will find that we now have a new phone number. Give us a call. If you're watching the Yankee game and you're stressed out about it, give us a call. We might play it on the podcast tomorrow if you're lucky. We'll see what happens. So thank you guys so much for listening. Enjoy the baseball, and we will see you on Wednesday.